Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And today, I decided to do a podcast because I've been a little busy since the new year. Just, you know, trying to get things in order with my life and get back in the gym. You know, all of the nonsense that everybody want to do. Like, I need to lose weight before the summer. But I had, like, some big fish to fry. And now that the fish is fried and I ate the fish, it's time to get back to business. So I've really been just getting things organized with my life and prioritizing things in my life that needs prioritizing and things I need to get rid of. I'm getting rid of it. And I've just been really focused. And I just wanted to say, hey, I woke up this morning feeling a little good. I have to meet with my accountant later to take care of some tax business and make sure I got everything organized with that. We don't, you know, I'm not trying to have the ABC boys get me. So the IRS, you know, we don't want to play with them. But I woke up feeling really good and optimistic. And, you know, these past couple of days, it's been a little heavy for me. You know, I just felt like I just had so much on my shoulders, like so much pressure. But it's nothing like new. I mean, I've always have pressure on my shoulders. Like I carry the goddamn whole entire, like I carry the whole world on my shoulders. Like, you know, being a single mom and have to take care of everything and all the bills and everything. I've been doing this for years, so it's nothing new. But I just wanted to take some time today to stop and smell the roses. I am literally in a place in my life where I'm so grateful for everything that I have, and I know life isn't perfect, but the life that I have, it's better than, I guess, it's better than what it used to be. So I don't complain. I don't complain about anything. I just keep it going. I know that the person that I am and the energy that I give out to the universe, I know I'm going to get nothing back but love and appreciation. So I'm very grateful for all of the things that I have in my life, and I'm very excited and optimistic about where my life is headed. This year I'm gonna be 40 years old, and I'm always talking about my age, but I have so many things to prove to myself as far as work go, as far as my business go. Just in general, like, I have so much to prove to myself. These past couple of years, I've been working hard, but I felt like I got to the point where I was a little too cozy. Like, you know, I think when you know your bill's going to be paid regardless, and you know that you could do what you want to do and buy what you want to buy, you get a little complacent, you get a little cozy. And at this point in my life, I am turning the fire up. Like, it's going to be too hot for me to stay in one place, so everything that it is that I want to accomplish, believe me, this year, I'm getting done. I'm not, like, doing the bare minimum because I'm cozy. I'm, like, literally, I'm going so hard, like, I ain't never eaten my life. I'm going so hard, like, a girl was homeless and I'm living on a cardboard box and I have to get a place to stay. Like, my goal is to get my house and I'm going to get that. I'm a first-time home buyer, so there's a lot of things for first-time homeowners that I could apply for, I didn't know about, and I was speaking to a friend that does real estate, and it was giving me a lot of advice. So all the things that it is that I really want to accomplish for myself this year, I'm going to accomplish. I really want to have a really, really nice 40th birthday, maybe in Aruba, maybe somewhere on a nice boat somewhere on a yacht, you know, just giving very sexy 40-year-old vibes. And I'm gonna accomplish all of those things. I'm planning my 40th birthday now, even though it's only in August. I'm stashing cash away for that. I'm also, like I said, I'm working on this mortgage. My credit is skyrocketing. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of myself. Like, I have so much to look forward to. And I know us as humans, we want it now. We want it yesterday. But I believe when the time is right, it's going to be perfect. And you can't rush nothing before it's time. And I don't want to rush anything before it's time. And I'm just very excited to see what 2023 holds. I know if you listen to my other podcasts previous before, like last year and the year before that, I'm always optimistic about the new year. But for some reason this year, I feel like different. I just feel like something is gonna happen that I can't even put my finger on. I just feel it. I'm excited. And I'm ready for it. So I'm not going to hold you guys too long because I have an appointment to meet with my accountant at 9:30. Well, actually 10 o'clock, but my friend is picking me up at 9:30 to drop me off. So I just wanted to say hey and, you know, see how you guys are doing in the new year and hope that you guys are doing okay. And, you know, I wanted to let people know right now, if you out here and you feeling down and out or you feel like nothing is ever working out, just keep it going, you know, keep pushing. I guarantee you in a few weeks or maybe even a month or a few days, you're going to feel better. God is not going to give you too much that you can't handle. You know, I just want you guys to just stay optimistic, keep it pushing, stay focused, and keep your eye on the prize. My eye on the prize has been on the prize for years, but for some reason this year it is like exaggerated. So with that being said, I hope you guys have a blessed day. I have a really busy day today. Like I said, my friend's picking me up to take me to my accountant's office, and then I'm going to go to the gym afterwards, and then I have to come back. I have to make like 3 wigs for 3 clients, so I have 3 new clients. I'm so excited. Like, I've never worked with these people before, but I met them when I went out last weekend, and they want me to do their hair, so I have 3 clients, so that is some bread right there. I'm excited about that. And I was speaking to a friend of mine about investing in my embroidery machine. So I got so many things that I'm just working on, and it's all about like building wealth. And another thing I wanted to say, just because you are where you are today don't mean that you won't be somewhere else tomorrow, and that goes vice versa. Just because you're in the big house today don't mean that you're going to be in that big house tomorrow. So you need to count your blessings. And just because you're in a little apartment today don't mean that you won't be in that big house tomorrow. So keep your eye on the prize. Keep grinding. Keep having faith. Keep staying optimistic. Keep having a good heart. And keep staying loyal and pure. Because I guarantee you, you stay that way, you're going to always be blessed. You're going to always be protected. And God is always going to look out for you. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Feeling super amazing, and I hope you guys have a blessed day. Actually, I'm going to do a podcast tonight. It's going to be a story time. It's a real crazy kiki, something that happened this past weekend. Hilarious, crazy, funny, and also weird. So on that note, you guys have a wonderful Wednesday, and stay sucker free. Protect your energy all 2023. Love you guys. Peace out. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it is literally 3:14. I was gonna say 3:14, but it's 3:14, and I'm doing a podcast. And I wasn't gonna do a podcast, but I decided to do a podcast because I have so much to talk about and so much to look forward to. Oh my God, I don't even know where to start. So I'm probably not going to say much because I got too much going on and I'm a little tipsy, guys. I'm sorry for doing a little inebriated podcast, but boomerang, buckshot, boom, boom, shot. I'm doing it. It is what it is. But I'm not going to really elaborate too much because it's late. It's literally 3:14 and I don't want to wake up my daughter with my loud voice. But I just wanted to say, hey guys, how you doing? How are you guys? I hope everything is going well. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And oh my God, I got so much tea to like spill. I don't even know if it's tea, but it is tea. It is just beautiful tea. It's like chocolatey, dark velvety, handsome, yummy tea. But neither here nor there. I have so much going on in my life right now. I have so many opportunities coming to me right now for my business and even of opportunities that I didn't even think that I was like capable of doing. I didn't even think that I was qualified of doing. But God has put me into like rooms with people that I didn't even know I was ready for. And like, bitch, I am here. You understand me? I am here. No, I'm not like capable to do everything. But listen, if 1 + 1 = 2, then bitch, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm getting a lot of opportunities. I'm very blessed. I'm very excited. Like, I'm so freaking excited for 2023. I'm like really excited for the new year. I'm excited for the spring. I'm excited for the summer. You know, I've been bamboozled a lot throughout my life. You know, I'm gonna be 40 years old, which I'm going to Aruba for my birthday. I'm going to Jamaica for summer break with my daughter and my sister. So I got some trips planned for me. And I'm also doing some other trips that it's not set in stone yet, but bitch, it's out here. Listen, I'm in the gym. I'm trying to look good on these motherfucking beaches, so you understand me? I'm ready. But 2023 is about traveling, getting money, building connections, literally experiencing new opportunities and not, like, selling myself short, you know? Because one thing about me, I'm a loner. And I like to do my own motherfucking thing, but I am shy. I could be a little shy. So I don't go everywhere. I normally visit and hang out where I'm familiar with, but this motherfucking year, bitch, I'm going downtown, Meatpack District. You understand me? I'm going to the Flatiron District. I'm going everywhere. You know, I'm going everywhere that I feel that I need to network and so I need to do. So anyway, neither here there. It's only been 3 minutes. I've been cackling. I just wanted to say I have so much to look forward to, right? And I cannot let things that disappointed me let me down. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. You know, you can meet a person, right, that can make it seem like they're so great for you and they're so awesome and they mean you well. But in reality, they really don't. They're really narcissistic and sociopathic. Is that a word? I know a sociopath is a word. Sociopathic, I don't know, but that's my word. So don't go trying to say, oh, she's ignorant. Sociopathic have to be a word. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. But a person that's narcissistic and just like really weird and they don't take accountability, girl and guy, run. Because we are all human and we all know how we want to be treated. And if a person is not treating you fine, they're not treating you right, they're using and abusing you, bitch, run. You understand me? I'm that type of female. I'm not giving nobody the luxury to treat me bad. Like, I'm not giving you the luxury to feel that you can't answer my call or try to play with me or play with my emotions or ghost me. Bitch, you lucky I'm even speaking to you. You understand me? So I don't give that person a luxury. But I'm speaking for the people that's out there in the universe or the people that's listening to me right now. Listen, and this goes for ladies or dudes. If you're in a relationship with somebody, it ain't going right. Even if you're not in a relationship with somebody, say you just got to know somebody and you thought you guys were cool and you thought that your relationship was a kiki and the person ghosted you, didn't try to reach out to you, like ignored you. That motherfucker is sick, bitch, and you need to run. And that goes for a man or lady. Run for the fucking hills. And I'm going to tell you why. I can't speak for you, but I can only speak for me. If you know that you're a good person with a good heart and you would never do that to that person or to anyone, then you got to cut that person off. Because that person has no type of emotional or empathy or sympathy or anything. They're a sociopath. And a person that's like that's a sociopath, bitch, they'll kill you. So you better motherfucking run and run for the motherfucking border. So on that note, it's only been 6 minutes. I'm gonna get out of here because I have so much other tea to spill. I have so many story times to tell. I just literally just did this podcast so like sporadically and just like out of the blue because, you know, I was drinking some Chardonnay and I smoked me a joint and I'm like, you know what, bitch, I feel ambitious. Let me just do a podcast, but I'm not going to like do a long podcast. It's only been 6 minutes. But I just want you guys to keep doing the best you can do. Keep being the best you can be. If you did some fucked up shit, make your wrongs right And if you don't want to make your wrongs right, then that's just the burden you got to live with for the rest of your life. And at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck, because you know why? I got a good heart and I mean well. And I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I would never do nothing dirty to anyone. And that goes for all you guys out there that's listening to me. I don't care if you're in Africa, you're in Australia, you are in Canada. Do right. You understand me? When you do right, God is going to do right by you. And it's a lot of people don't even believe in God. And that's a whole nother story. That's neither here or there. But just do the fuck what you need to do that's just right. Because I'm telling you, when you that old person in a nursing home that's sitting in front of the motherfucking TV and nobody coming to visit your pissy ass, you're going to know. Your old ass ain't even going to know why nobody coming to see your pissy ass. But I'm going to tell you this. You could have had kids and all that. But you treated your kids bad, and your kids didn't have no love from you when you was healthy and young and fun. You gave all your times to your boyfriends and your girlfriends, and to the street niggas, to the corners, to the drug dealers, and to every motherfucking thing but your motherfucking kids. You spent time with bitches and hoes and niggas and pimps and faggots, and no shade to the LGBT, because I love y'all, but you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all spend all y'all time with those niggas, but y'all ain't spend your own time with your motherfucking kids. And you wonder when your ass is old and sick and motherfucking wheelchair in front of motherfucking TV, eating a TV dinner in motherfucking nursing home, why your family and your kids ain't there to see you. You want to know why your motherfucking kids ain't there to see you, bitch? Because you were not there for your kids when they needed you. When your kids were in that motherfucking room by themselves, sad and confused, your ass was somewhere sucking dick or motherfucking eating cootie cat and chasing bitches and chasing cock. Bitch, your kid is not giving a fuck about what you're going through when you motherfucking in your old ass motherfucking nursing home days can't remember how to wipe your ass or what the fucking name is. Your kid is with your motherfucking nemesis eating pizza. And on that note, do right by your kids. Do right by everybody. You don't want to be that person. And you know what? I know I ain't perfect. But I could guarantee you one thing. Have a good heart. My heart is pure. My heart is genuine. And I don't want to hurt no motherfucking body. I ain't got no beef with nobody. People that hurt me, I still pray for them. You understand me? You know why I pray for them? Because my future is brighter than a motherfucking star on a Christmas tree. And that being said, I gotta go. But this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I don't know what tangent I went on. I'll come back tomorrow. I'm a little tipsy. So this is my tipsy vent. You know, I'm like, what is it? Venting? Am I like venting? Or whatever. Anyway, I'll be back with a more sober head. Maybe in a few days. Because I got a lot going on right now. I got a lot I'm working on right now. And right now, I chose war. And I chose violence. I'm just playing. I never choose violence. I'm a sweetheart. But bitch, don't play with me. Because I'll pop you in your mouth. Anyway, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I love you guys. Bye.